Would you tell me about some different kinds of fences that were made out of wood that people used to use around here?
Yeah, they used to use them rails. I call them rails.
And what did the rail fences look like?
Yeah, that's long. I split them many rails.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, was this the kind that you just stack up one on top of another?
Yes, ma'am. Lay one on top of the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did these have any straight up and down posts in them?
No, they just notch them and lay them down. They don't have straight up posts like they do now.
Okay. Well, now, was this the kind that went so like this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, about how many rails high were these fences?
They'd call them 10 rail fences.
Okay. And about how long were the rails?
They was 10 foot long.
Well, now, what about some other kinds of wooden fences that people used? Were there any other kind of fences that were made out of rails?
None but them, as I can remember, unless there was planks fence.
And now, what did the plank fences look like?
Yeah, they just looked like planks, like you make gardens or hog pens or something or like that.
You mean so these would have posts?
Yes,
then,
ma'am.
And you'd nail
things
up, is that right? Okay. I'm supposed to draw pictures of these things, that's why I'm asking.
Yes.
Well, now, what about the kind of fence that somebody might have around his house, made out of little slats?
Yeah, little slabs, they call them. They call them picket fence.
Okay. Well, now, did those have little points up at the top?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, what about paling fences? Do people use those?
Yes, I'm going to use them in making gardens when I come along.
And now, what did the paling fences look like? Were they different from the picket fences?
Yes, I'm called you wired them in. You had three, a post to the bottom, one in the middle, and one in top, and you just wired them palings in. I've hoped down at the heat.
Have you really?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me see now. I'm not quite sure I understand that. You mean you put up posts and then waddled them
around the
posts?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if I can draw that one or not. Well, now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or that still do use?
No, I can't think of no kind but damn. Them rail fence and them paling fence.
Okay.
Them picket fence. All right. Did any of them children come? Well, you ain't
fine. I ain't been up there. I just went to ask James about Pootie and he said that she ain't doing nothing.
Ain't.
No, they was up at night for license stayed till 10 o'clock. So I got to go because we going to get ready and leave for the funeral and we going to leave around 2 o'clock.
All right.
I'm going on to the house and put out all a prayer.
All right.
Well, it's nice to have seen you. I'm sorry you're leaving.
I got to go. I work every day, and I just got off from work today. We have a funeral in our family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I stayed so I could go to the funeral.
Uh-huh.
Where you say you go to school?
In Atlanta, at Emory University.
Yeah. I have two nieces in Fort Valley.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I was over there several weeks ago. That's real pretty far to say.
I have two nieces. This is their second year there, and I have one that graduated from there term before last, and she's in Miami teaching now.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds very exciting.
Well, I wish you much success.
Thank you very much. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
I call them pallets.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something, where there's some very rich land?
Yes.
What do you call that kind of land?
I call it swamp land.
Okay.